And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is at work carefully orchestrating the events of your life in order to accomplish His purpose and to bring glory to Himself? This morning I want to share some thoughts with you related to our vacation. Many of you have asked, so how was your holiday? And I know that when a person comes back from vacation, that's the standard question. So how was your holiday? And of course we say, it was good. What else are you going to say? But it was good. But this vacation was good in a different way than anything I think we've ever experienced before. And so I want to share with you a little bit this morning about how God was working this past week, week and a half. And I'm going to want to tell you a bit of a story. And I'm going to be rambling a bit, so I hope you'll forgive me. I hope you can stay with me, and because there is a point to all of this. First of all, I need to back up a little bit and remind you that we booked this vacation last summer. Obviously, we had no idea what might be happening either in Yuma or here during this particular week in January. Secondly, I need to give a little background about the friends that we have down in Yuma. They are there in the wintertime, Tim and Diane. We go back a long, long ways. Diane and Val grew up in the same town, went to school together. They're a year difference in age. But went to church together. We've known each other since the beginning, since birth, yeah. And Tim and I met at Bible school and became very good friends. We lived together in Saskatoon in a basement suite for a few months before either of us were married. And he was in our wedding party and so on. Well, Tim and Diane are retired. I envy them. No. they're retired from work, from the work world, but they have a vacation place in Yuma. And they spend 5 months every winter there. This is the fourth year that they've been down there. And he serves as pastor of a church in the park where they live. And they were back, of course, at the beginning of November this year, and they started this winter with 29 people, he told me, the first Sunday in their little church there in the park. As more people arrived, of course, over winter, more and more people show up. Some don't come till after Christmas to their vacation spots and so on. It has increased. And they've seen the attendance this year grow to about 80 to 90 people in January. And there are, by the way, in their park, some of these people come from outside the park, but in their park there's about 400 sites. So who knows how many people are actually there in the winter. But they had been praying, and they had some family and so on who've been praying for a real moving in their park, that God would move in a special way to get people's attention. I mean, we're talking seniors, and you know the situation. I mean, most of you are in that same category as the people in that park in age. And probably not many years ahead of them, they're heading to eternity, and they need Christ. So they were praying that God would work. Well, we arrived there on Monday, January 23rd. Tuesday morning, we headed over to Mexico, got our teeth checked and x-rayed and cleaned and so on, and the dentist said everything's good. We were happy about that. Didn't have any work to be done. Tuesday evening, I gave Tim a call to see. We had already been in touch earlier, but I gave him a call to see how it would work out to get together, and I asked him how things were going. And he said, it's been a rough 4 days. He said, Saturday morning, He got a call first thing in the morning, early in the morning. It was a man in their park had died. And he was 63 years old. And he died suddenly. He was a very, very active member of the church. He sang special numbers. He led singing. He did sound system. He was just involved in everything. And apparently he was the kind of man, Tim said, he was a man whose goal in life was to know and greet everyone in the park and let them know about Jesus Christ. And he died. And so now, that was Saturday. This was now Tuesday. The following Sunday, they were going to have a memorial service there in the park for him, following their Sunday morning service. Their Sunday morning service is at 9 o'clock all the time, so at 10:30 they were going to have a memorial service. And Tim has never been a pastor. He worked in other jobs, and I won't go into that, but now he's doing pastoral ministry. He'd never done a funeral, never done a memorial service. And he was quite, he's shook up too because, you know, this was something new for him. And so he was preparing for that. Now, a little side story here. One of the things that they do that he does more so down there is go out what they call tracking in the desert. He owns a little geo-tracker, a little four-wheel drive vehicle, and they go out tracking in the desert and foothills and stuff out there outside of Yuma. And we had talked to him about that and said, you know, it'd be fun to do that. And so he told me that Wednesday was planned to be one of these days. There's a group of them that got together and they would go out in the desert and they'd go out. It'd be an all-day thing. But he said, I don't have time because of preparation for both a church service and then a memorial service and all that was going on and family stuff. I don't have time to go all day. But he said, why don't you come over tomorrow later afternoon and we'll just go out, just, you know, the two of them, Tim and Diane, and us. And we'll just go out in the desert for an hour or so, and then we'll go out for supper. And so we did that. And we went over there about 4 o'clock, and we went out for an hour and a half or so, and that was an interesting experience. It was a lot of fun. Just spending time with them, and we talked about what was coming up, and we talked about some things related to funeral services and things like that. And then we went out for supper, and we went back to their place, and I think it was 10 or 10:30 by the time we finally went back to our place, which was in a different park. Well, we didn't see them for a few days, but we were praying for them, that God would use them in a special way in that memorial service, that people would be challenged by the message. We didn't see them again until Friday afternoon. We were at a concert. That's the day we went with Art and Judy Weeb to, it was Keepers of the Faith. Had a concert in a church there and we went to see them. And Tim and Diane were there as well and, sitting just ahead of us. And so we talked to them just briefly after the concert and, went our way, assured them we were praying for them. Saturday, we spent some time at the outdoor market in Yuma, and Saturday afternoon is when we received word that Tom Saunders had passed away back here. And suddenly, I was in a similar situation. Now suddenly, I'm starting to think about preparation for a funeral service. We were praying for Tim as he prepared for a service, and now we were dropped into that scenario as well. Well, Sunday morning we went out to Sundance Park for church. Service was at 9 o'clock. The memorial was to be at 10:30, followed by they were having a lunch right there in the hall where they meet. And later in the afternoon there was to be another kind of celebration of this man's life at one of the sites there in the park. And so it was a long day for them. We didn't stay for the whole thing. We went to church service, and there were many people. We were talking to Tim and Diane before the service, and they're looking around, and they said, there's a lot of people here that you don't normally see at church on Sunday morning. They were coming for the memorial service, but they came already for the church worship service. And it was Tim had a wonderful message that morning in the church service entitled, I Can't, But God Can. And the theme of it is that God is able. That God is able to save, He is able to strengthen, He's able to heal, He's able to deliver, He's able to comfort, and a whole host of things. But God is able. It was a tremendous message for the occasion. Now, as I say, we didn't stay. I mean, we didn't know this man, Ken Brace, and we didn't know the people in the park. But so we didn't stay for the memorial service or all that was to follow. But we did meet with Tim at the side of the auditorium for a few moments after the church service, before they got into the memorial, and prayed for him. Prayed that God would give him the words to speak, that God would give him strength and wisdom, and prayed that the people would be receptive to the message, because there were going to be a lot of people there. More people were streaming in by that time. And Tim made a comment as we were standing there just before we left him. He said, and it was a very humbling comment to me. He said, God knew what He was doing, having you here this week. He said it was an encouragement and a support for them. And he said, Wednesday afternoon when we went out tracking and then out for supper, he said that was the kind of distraction that we needed from all of the stuff going on. And so that was, as I say, very humbling to think that maybe God was using us down there. But anyway, to carry on, epilogue, what happened? Well, something else, another factor in all of this, it so happened that Sunday, the day of this memorial and all of this, was Diane's 60th birthday. But because of all that was going on, they weren't able to do anything, but they had decided that they would celebrate with some friends on Monday, and they invited us to join them, and we went to a Chinese buffet there in Yuma and ate way too much. But anyway, there were 10 of us, Tim and Diane and the two of us and three other couples. By the way, one of those other couples, he's a brother to Eldon Bushman. But they're good friends of Tim and Diane down there. And anyway, and we spent about 3 hours at the buffet. We met at 3 o'clock and ate some more and talked and shared ministry kind of things and talked about all kinds of things and finally decided we need to get out of here before they kick us out because people were starting to come in for the supper rush and so on. Well, we learned more about the events of Sunday. Morning service, they typically had 80 to 90 people in January. There were 137 people at the service Sunday morning. The memorial service, there were over 250 people there. They had chairs set up for 200, expecting 200 people. They had over 250. And some of the others that were at this celebration, that had been at the service, the memorial service, spoke about how clear the message was, a strong gospel message that Tim gave. And of course, it's easy to do when you've got a man, when the person you're honoring and remembering was a committed believer in Jesus Christ. They had a wonderful day. And Tim also shared with us that one man had spoken to him later in the day after the service and asked him, "You mean that if we are on the right path, that we can meet again after this life is over?" He's searching for the truth. And another man on Monday morning had been speaking to Tim, and he had commented on the good service that had happened the day before and how what a great service it had been. And then he said, I think I might even try coming out to church. And he said that was a real step for him. And so Tim was looking forward to having more conversations with these men and with others as well. You know, God is at work in many different places. People were praying that something would happen to move people in that park. I'm looking forward to, I'm hoping in the next couple of days I'm going to give Tim a phone call. I want to see what, you know, what may have developed since that time. But I'm looking forward to hearing how God is continuing to work. And of course, in the meantime, we left Yuma coming back here with the assurance that Tim and Diane were praying for us as we went through the rest of this past week and into the service here yesterday. So why have I told you all of this? Well, I go back to the question that I asked at the beginning of this message. Do you believe that God is at work? That He is carefully orchestrating the events of your life in order to accomplish His purposes and to bring glory to Himself? I do. I've always believed that, but I think it has come through to me in a new way in this past couple of weeks. I believe with all my heart that even when we were, you know, we got an email from WestJet back last summer with some special rates and discounts and so on, and we were looking at flights. I believe that God was directing and planning for us to be in Yuma for those days in January. And I believe that we were there for a couple of reasons. One was, I guess, to be used in some way down there by God to support and encourage Tim and Diane during a very difficult time for them in their ministry. And that in itself, as I said before, is a very humbling thought. But more importantly, I believe that I was there to see God at work down there in the lives of people and in the through the lives and the ministry of friends of ours. See how God is using them. And to realize, you know, I said before that I envy them. Yes, they're retired. And they get to live in Arizona for 5 months every winter while we go through snow and cold here. But they also believe that they are there for a purpose. God has them there to serve the people there. And it encouraged me in preparation for what was waiting for us when we got home again. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. You know, oftentimes we don't see clearly the purposes of God being worked out. Things happen and we go through life and events take place and we often don't see how God is actually working until a long time afterwards. And sometimes we never see it in this life. But once in a while, God kind of pulls the curtain back a bit and lets us catch a glimpse of what He is doing in the moment as the events unfold. And I kind of feel like that's what happened for us over the past couple of weeks. And may I add at this point to that, that if you were praying for us while we were on our vacation, God was answering your prayers as well. You may not have known what was going on down there, but He was answering your prayers because He knew, and He knew what we needed. And He was working out His purpose in ways that we could never have planned, would never have even imagined. But as Paul says in Ephesians, able to do far above all that we ever could think or imagine. And our prayer is that both here in Clive and in down there in Yuma, Arizona, people will come to know and to love our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your ministry in our lives and through our lives. Lord, it's humbling to think that we can be used by you to make a difference for eternity. But Lord, you have a purpose for each one of us. For everyone who is seated here, you have a purpose for them. Lord, may we open up our lives, open up our eyes, open up our hearts to you, to be used to accomplish your purposes. And may we truly understand and accept and believe that all things do work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, to your purpose. Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.